Welcome to the One Speed MMA podcast with yours truly, Flying Smitty.
Carson Wood,
as always, my man.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Seldomly. Not always. Sometimes we miss a week or two.
I was actually going to say this is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we killed it.
Yeah.
We're back on to as always. You were right.
As always. Well, you're always on the podcast. I've missed more than you have.
Well, I was saying we miss.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a week and a half or 2 weeks in between.
No, I'm just going to start doing it alone and talking to myself, telling me how great I am.
Let's just do this. We'll just both do it alone, talk to each other, and just blend them together over top of each other. It has to work.
It's what we do anyway here.
It's true.
You talk and don't listen, and I talk and don't listen, and we just record.
You talk about Glasgow. I'm going to talk about the press conferences, and we'll get through these really quick.
We'll split it to 10 minutes apiece. Cut it off, and there it is. No one will know that we were actually not in the same room together.
And we're just going to sit there and just talk and talk and talk. Like, it's just going to be two tracks going over each other. That's the new way to do podcasting.
Sounds like a great idea. But before that, let's start with the Contender Series. So you didn't watch this at all, right? Tuesday Night Contender Series.
I did not.
Okay, so I did. And on
I
the
got
last
soccer on Tuesdays.
That's all right. Hey, I think you've got a winning idea with soccer because it's on Fight Pass after, so you can go watch it whenever you want. You don't have to watch it live. I actually think there's some betting sites that allow you to bet on these, which is interesting if you really want to try and bet on. It's like betting on high school basketball. Like, if you really want to put hardcore money on high school basketball, go for it. But
you got to start contacting those guys to, like, shave points and rounds and stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, okay. So, for those that don't know, I didn't know as of last week exactly how this was going to work out. I didn't know if you won your fight, if you immediately got a shot at the UFC, if you had to fight in the Contender Series and it was like a tournament that would eventually win your way into the UFC. I had no idea how this was going to work. So, basically, how it works is last week there were 5 fights. I don't know if there will always be 5 fights, but that's kind of how it seems. And it seems like there's always a last-minute change-out of, you know, either a main card or someone else. But how it basically works is either champions of, like, a Titan FC or a LFA or other fight divisions or apparently old UFC fighters, so on and so forth, will be put in this Contender Series. And then after each fight, or after all of the fights have wrapped up, Dana White will choose one person to give a contract to. In this episode, he actually gave away 2 contracts.
I did see that.
Which, it's Dana White, so he can do whatever the hell he wants anyway.
Mm-hmm. Dana, no, I was just going to say, I did see that on the, because I watched his blog series, and I did see, he's like, we're going to give 2. He mentioned that, so.
So, this was actually really interesting. It's basically, I described it like this on Twitter. It is the top of tough. Like, it would be like the last round of tough or just decent undercard fights. It's somewhere in that realm, right? So these guys are decent at what they do. And so they would either be in tough and compete or they would be on the undercard. So long story short, there's 2 guys that were actually, well, 3 guys that were actually super impressive. But the one guy, Charles Byrd, he won too quickly, and he won by arm triangle. So you don't really prove much about your opponent or about yourself. If you finish in the first round and it's by arm triangle, that says more about, I think, your competition than it does about you. But nonetheless, he did really good, and he looked really good. I'm sure that I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get a undercard shot. Contender Series as well, I think that they get a 5-fight contract, which is huge for a lot of these guys if they're getting 10 and 10 or whatever it is. And then there was Boston Salmon, which I thought was a fake name. Boston Salmon.
Yeah, that's.
But they called him Salmon because he's Hawaiian.
Okay.
And then he fought a kid from Team Alpha Male, Ricky Tercios, and he looked great. So he got a contract. He looked absolutely amazing. His striking was on point. His wrestling defense was really good, especially from a kid from Alpha Male.
So you're gonna go hang out with Dominic now.
He's gonna go hang out. Yeah, he's gonna go down to Chula Vista, California, to whatever the name of that gym is. And then there was a kid named Kurt Hollibaugh, who's actually already been in the UFC once. He lost to Steven Seiler. They didn't say this, but when they showed his one loss, I was like, "Hey, that's Steven Seiler." Which is interesting because this dude gets another shot in the UFC instead of Dunn. And then Matt Bassett, who actually looked all right. And a lot of people are saying that he still deserves a shot at the UFC. But if you lose, you lose.
Yeah.
So anyway, Salmon and Halba both got contracts. And I actually said that I thought both of them were going to get contracts at the end of it. There was two heavyweights in between that looked decent. Kind of boring until one got knocked out. And then there were two flyweights as well. Same thing. You knew were going to go to decision no matter what. It was just who was going to outmaneuver the other one. And so, was it entertaining? Yes. Was it worth staying home on a Tuesday night to watch these fights? No. But if you're the kind of guy that watches LFA or like the Tijuana Fight League or like M1 Grand and those type of things, you're going to enjoy this. It's the top.
Or three on three basketball.
It's
equivalent to that.
Exactly. So if you watch the Alaskan Fight League or whatever, if you like Invicta, this is a step below Invicta. It's about Titan FC. Nonetheless, that's my two cents on the Contender Series. I feel like I've been talking for ages now.
I'm kind of excited for it. Just because not like I'm tuning in every week, but like think about it's kind of nice coming home and just watching a basketball game that's on.
Yeah.
You're sitting down and watching fights. They're not going to necessarily be the best, but you're still watching fights. And so
yeah.
It's nice. I think it's kind of shitty because I don't feel like the ratings are going to be there to keep it around forever. So that's kind of like,
I take that back. I don't agree with that only because it's on Fight Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you people like you and I who have Fight Pass are just waiting for a reason on a weird random time when we have nothing else to watch to turn on Fight Pass and watch a vlog or an old fight or a Contender Series. You know what I mean? Like if I were to tell you like, hey man, you really need to go watch this fight and you could go home tonight, sit down in front of the TV and watch one 15-minute fight, you'd do it. Well, maybe not, but you know what I mean.
Right, but I just don't. Kind of the thing is turning on a game is it's you just turn it on TNT, you know they have it on, what is it, Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you like know when it's going to happen. But I don't know, I think I'll forget that fights are on Tuesdays, and I'm one of the people that I think they would be marketing towards.
I think they're marketing towards the hardcores for sure, because hardcores are going to be the ones to watch this, to watch these kids then tune in to watch them again. However, I think they're tuning in for the people that DVR their favorite team and watch it when they have the opportunity.
When's wrestling on? Wrestling on Tuesdays at all?
The WWE is on like every single night. I think it's like they want Saturday, crossovers. Monday, Thursday.
I feel like they want crossovers from that more than anything.
But this is on Fight Pass only.
Oh, it is? I thought it was on TV. I thought that was the whole point.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
This is a
fight. And I thought they had it on TV and then they moved it over to Fight Pass immediately.
They might, but I watched it on Fight Pass.
Hmm.
And so I don't know if it's on FS1 or not, but I watched it on Fight Pass. Let me see, because they've got the next one coming up. I think it's an incentive for people that are on Fight Pass, and I think that they're going to get actually more people to watch this afterwards than they are going to beforehand. Nope, UFC Fight Pass only. I think it's great. I think it's a reason for people to get Fight Pass. And I don't think people are going to buy Fight Pass only for this. But I definitely think it's definitely an incentive, right? I already have Fight Pass. Sometimes I don't know what to watch. Looking for a fight only comes on once every like 6 months. And then also there's four fights in a row. And like the Where Are They Now series, right? They had like four seasons of that and now it's gone. And so there was a lot of original series that I was actually interested in. That they don't really do anything with. Like they shoot it out there to see how well it does. And I think that what they're trying to do is just create additional programming until they find something that sticks and that people are interested in, and then they'll keep doing it.
I think it's the epitome of throwing shit against a wall and seeing what sticks. Like literally that.
Or like macaroni noodles against the ceiling and see which one's ready.
Sure.
Have you never done that?
No.
Apparently you can tell if your macaroni noodles are done if you throw it against the ceiling and it sticks.
Text Chelsea and tell her to cook mac and cheese. We're going to try it on your ceiling.
Dude. Now's the time, man. I guarantee you she would go for some mac and cheese right now.
I'm going to try to watch it tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I have 3 soccer games because I have a doubleheader. So maybe I won't be able
Let's tell you exactly which fights to watch. You ready? Skip the first one. Damn it. Here you go. For anyone that's watching that has Fight Pass and wants to know which one of these fights to win, or to watch, Bird versus Pickett, Salmon versus Tercio, if you have 15 Salmon. Minutes, Salmon, Rebellion versus Anayu, whatever his name is, only the second round, and Bassett versus Halba, because it only goes in the first button. So that's 4 out of 5 that are worth watching. But definitely Pickett, and then Harbor Brissett. Those are 2 that you definitely have to watch. All right, let's get into the drama.
You don't need no drama.
Save the drama for your mama.
When you said Alpha Male, it made me think, where's our boy Shallow King? How's he doing?
Yeah, where is he?
Holding up 2 belts in this picture.
No way. I hope he took one off a table when they were at a press conference with Cody Garbrandt.
Last time I got called out and everyone saw how I instill fear in men's hearts. This time I'm calling someone out. Let's see. July 28th. The king is here. 1 down. Another 1 to go.
Wait, July 28th. Where's he going?
Doesn't say. Just hashtag July 28th.
Is it UFC belts? Is it
absolutely WWE not. Belts?
Can I see this picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's in Sacramento. One of these looks like the WWE Intercontinental Belt. Isn't that what that is? Or ECW? What in the world?
I don't know. And it's then the amazing,
other one, the other thing, the other one's got something spray painted on it. So someone, July 28th, whether they know it or not, may or may not be confronted by that man.
I would love, because he put out a...
Did someone respond to it? That's a Twitter, right? Or a tweet?
That one had 702 likes and 102 retweets.
Did someone of importance respond to it?
I don't know.
Like, because I'm thinking that might be the person that he's going after. The person would be like...
John Kavanaugh trolled him a lot.
Really? Kavanaugh? Why would Kavanaugh get on that boat?
That is an idiot. But
Kavanaugh, what? Kavanaugh's got should be training Connor, man. What's he doing trolling some troll?
I don't know. But he also put on the 7th, he put 1 down, referring to Cody. Another 1 to go. I'm defending this strap. Who's next? And then he put John Jones, Mike Bisping, Connor McGregor, or Mighty Mouse. Cody wasn't small enough.
Did he tag them at or no?
It's in the. I don't think so.
At me, bro.
If it was for absolutely zero money, I would love to see him get in the ring with Connor
and just get crushed.
Or John. Oh my gosh,
John Jones.
Spinning
elbow, just done.
I would love to just see 5 rounds.
That would just boost him. Win or lose, he makes millions off of it afterwards. For just free publicity. That's all he's trying to do.
They'd have to do it for... You have to delete all social media. That's the stakes. Loser has to delete all social media.
There you go. That's worth it. That is worth it. All right. Speaking of social media, let's get into the press conferences between Maymac Tour. Give me your 2 cents on the Maymac Tour hashtag. Hashtag Maymac Tour.
I want Mayweather to win now.
Really?
Yep. Well, one I did before, because the Brazilians and the Irish drove me to be nationalistic.
Really?
Yep.
The British, huh?
No, the British. The Irish.
Wow. The Brazilians.
Brazilians are, well, I thought they were the worst in the world. They're always backing their guy, but the Irish are way worse.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, if you got one guy in all of sports. But no, they drove me to it. Now I only support Americans. We talked about this on the cast before. So I'm going for Mayweather.
I can't support Mayweather in anything that he does. You know how I am with even accusational spousal abusers.
Yeah, he pleaded guilty twice. It's not even accusations at that point.
It's 3. Well, no, he pleaded guilty 3 times and spent 90 days in jail 1 time. You want that guy?
Yeah.
Or you want the guy taking pictures with his baby?
Well, they're both going to make money anyways.
And saying the guy that says, glad to be home with a picture of his baby.
I want Mayweather, I said. And I want him to beat him handedly.
I don't know if we can do this podcast together anymore. You didn't see it. He acted like he was going to unplug his microphone. Really, he could have just got up and left. He didn't have to unplug it.
It was symbolic. It's like when wrestlers drop their shoes in the mat.
You mean when wrestlers take off their gloves? And
wrestlers? Gloves?
Well, MMA fighters take the gloves off and leave them in the ring.
That's true. I think two people have ever done that in MMA, but wrestlers do it all the time.
You know that I noticed.
Yeah.
All of them.
But no, Connor broke the no-touching rule.
Yeah, he touched his head. Did he get fined?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about that either. He also tried to hit his hat off and then said he had a really big head.
I thought he said he had a peanut head. I thought that was the whole point.
No, he tried to knock it off first, and then the next conference he told me he had a peanut head. He said, you see me try and knock his hat off. That was my best Irish accent.
It was amazing. Everybody thought Connor came in here.
Yeah, Connor was here for a second.
It made me like both of them a lot less.
I agree.
And I mean, it doesn't really mean anything because they're not trying to be liked in that. They're just trying to get your money.
I'm trying to get your attention. Do you think that are they taking the same charter jets? I heard that there was a rumor that they were, and then someone said they are not taking the same charter jets. Like, they had to dispel the rumor that they were actually friends and just going from place to place, like counting their money, which is how I like to imagine it.
Oh, and I think I have to eat crow again. Again, as always, with anything Connor-related, I do think they're probably going to break the pay-per-view record now.
I don't. I think the more people to watch those press conferences, the less people were interested in the fights.
I don't think so.
Oh. Ugh, I am less interested in that fight after the press conferences. Connor, the only way Connor wins is if Mayweather's old as hell. And Mayweather's old as hell.
I saw some behind-the-scenes things of Mayweather, and that's also kind of what made me like him a little bit. Just him and his gym and stuff like that. He's a smart guy, too. He may not be able to read, but he is smart as hell.
Does he yell hard work, easy money? Is that what that is? I don't know what his saying is.
Well, he did it in L.A.
So he says hard work.
And then it
work,
stopped because everybody work. Stopped chanting it back at him. And then he goes, then point to the easy money then. Yeah.
So it's hard work, easy money, hard work, easy money. Yeah, because he tried it in Toronto and it didn't work at all.
And then it didn't work in the Bronx or Brooklyn. And then not really. And then it really didn't work in London.
Or it wouldn't have. Yeah, London he was not.
Oh, he tried it in London. He tried it again.
Oh,
I think he knew that it wasn't going to work.
I thought
he
said, what? No, what did he say?
He said it again.
I just don't. The whole thing, I watched all of them, obviously, partly for this. If it wasn't for this podcast, I wouldn't have watched it.
Stupid live that they had on Facebook. Every time I'd get home from work, I would go through my YouTube feed, and it would just be like UFC live would be the top one. Like, God damn it. Fine, I'll watch. It's already halfway through it.
I just feel bad for anybody that clicked on it when it was supposed to start and had to listen to an hour and a half of commentary.
No, yeah, I didn't do that.
I learned after the first or the second one. The first one, I think, was like within 30 minutes, they actually got going. The second one in Toronto, I missed, and I watched it on YouTube and skipped through an hour and a half of commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell cares about the same hour and a half of commentary? 4 days in a row of the same commentary. If you're that invested in this, you're going to pay the $100. And I think anyone that pays $100 for this card is dumb. If you pay $89 or $99... Yeah, we're going to because we're going to invite a whole house full of people over and so we can watch it and then record that night with a whole bunch of people in the same room so we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what? It actually boxing might have got what they wanted out of me, at least. I'm not sure they specifically were looking to get me on their books. But I can't remember if I mentioned this last week. I've been watching a lot of videos on Vasyl Lomachenko, who I think is the flavor of the week. Like,
you got to explain who that is. I have no idea who that
is. I was about to.
I was going to say his name a little bit slower.
Vasyl Lomachenko. He's a Ukrainian fighter. They call him the Matrix. I'm going to show you videos of him. I almost swore. It's so amazing. He literally stands in front of people, like inside their range. He doesn't stand on the edge of their punches. He stands inside and just dodges. It's nuts, man. It's crazy. He's been training with TJ Dillashaw and everything too. Like, and he just seems like a happy dude. But like, he's a murderer.
Because he never gets punched. I'd be happy too if I was a professional boxer.
He got beat once.
Punched.
He's lost once.
Was it to Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson.
Thank you for understanding the reference.
You're wrong. It's Mr. Smith, but.
No, Mr. Smith is Neo.
No. Yeah. Agent Smith?
Doesn't
Agent Smith.
It doesn't Agent
that's
Smith
why you just said
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, that's what yeah. made Mr. Anderson Neo, and you said, did he get punched by Mr. Anderson? Because he's in the Matrix, so he would be Neo.
Yeah.
So he didn't get punched by Mr. Anderson because Mr. Anderson's Neo. Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, and he'd like be that. The only one that could hit him.
Who would be?
Mr. Anderson.
Neo?
Neo would be the only one that could beat him. So I was
not
right.
True. Smith would be the one that could hit him because he is Neo. And Smith ends up beating Neo in the end, but it's sacrificed.
Don't, spoiler. I've only watched the first one. I've never watched the other two.
Well, he gets crucified, so.
Really? Upside down like Paul?
No.
Spoiler normal. Alert for that, too.
Normal like Christ. It's very.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't read the Bible.
The Wachowski sisters were very particular in making him a sacrificial lamb. That's pretty blatant and straightforward.
That's weird, because that's basically every movie.
Yep.
Anyway, keep going.
Well, it's an archetype. It's not even like Christian. It's just an archetype in general. Anyways. And then the other one that I got into, Errol Spence is Jr.
Aerosmith. Yeah, Jr.
Junior. Liv Tyler started the second Aerosmith band. Errol Spence Jr. actually might be even better than Vasyl Lomachenko. Lomachenko's kind of like, it seems, I don't know a ton about boxing.
Wait, hold on. How did you go down this rabbit hole, and where did this start, and where can people find it? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, nor how you found it, nor how
Listen,
I can find it.
Your job is to be on YouTube.
It is.
And
but
I probably
watch
spent,
boxing.
Shut up.
I have to watch the Paul brothers. Logan and...
And I probably... The Logan... Oh, my God.
I have to watch Logan and Jake Paul, because it's every day, bro. It's every day, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's every day, bro.
It's the worst. England is my city.
And you know I'm not from Compton.
One thing that kind of bugs me is how everybody rags on him for saying God church. And they're like, what's a God church? And he's saying, I'm like a God. And he's addressing the church.
Church.
I get
well,
it. It's a joke. Fine.
Also, in certain communities, when you say church, it's like saying preach, which means like you're saying whatever everyone can agree with. Because
But you're saying it to the
it's
church.
Like, or it's gospel, like gospel truth. I understand.
It's like
well.
if we go back to what I was originally talking about before you derailed this whole thing and went
oh, man,
the
I
Paul brothers.
So bad.
I would be
every
like,
day, bro.
I'm actually kind of getting into boxing, church. It'd be like that if I was addressing everybody. No, anyways. So they might have gotten a little bit out of me what they wanted because I did start getting into some new up-and-coming fighters. Vasyl Lomachenko and Errol Spence Jr. I'm hoping it actually is Errol and I don't sound like an idiot. Cause
Aerospace Jr.
They both... They're amazing, man. Like, if you were going to get into boxing, if they put those guys on the undercard, I would actually be more interested in watching one of those two fights, which I don't think Lomachenko will be on it because I think he's HBO boxing. And I know nothing. If anybody wants to be like, you're an idiot, tweet at us and say, no, that's not how it works. But from what I understand, I don't think Lomachenko would be on that card because he is HBO. But I think Errol Spence could be on it.
I know they have four. But, yeah, they've got to – I think they have to stick within Showtime Boxing – or the promotion has to sign on with Showtime Boxing so they can co-promote. And you're right. I highly doubt that HBO Boxing and Showtime Boxing would ever do a co-promotion.
That's not Pacquiao and Mayweather.
They did?
Huh?
Unless it's in Pacquiao Mayweather is what you're saying.
Yeah. Mayweather, Showtime, Pacquiao's HBO.
Oh.
He's IBF.
I stand correct.
Welterweight. But no, I did watch both of those guys, and their highlight reels are amazing. I think they're up-and-comers. But, I mean, this whole thing segued into me watching these two, this press conference. So, I mean, if it is trying to get some momentum for boxing, it at least worked for me a little bit. I don't think it's going to work in the long run, though.
I watched that Counterpunch documentary on Netflix as well. So it worked a little bit on me. But I've tried to watch, like, the ESPN boxing or the FS1 boxing and stuff that they have on. Did you see the Zuffa boxing shirt that Dana White had on? Apparently you can buy them. But I wonder if Zuffa is going to try and get up-and-coming boxers to come in, just like Bellator is doing kickboxing and stuff. Because they've got... I mean, they have Glory on Fight Pass, which is crazy. Not crazy to me because it's not competing. But at the same time, it is interesting to me because, to me... Muay Thai is super exciting if done correctly, but they just haven't. And even like Glory Boxing, because there's no takedowns. That's really interesting to me. but I've never really gotten into it. And boxing, the whole style of boxing is not interesting to me.
Watch Vasyl Lomachenko.
I'll have to watch it. Well, I mean, you look at Muhammad Ali and you look at Mike Tyson, who's a knockout artist. Like, you go back, it's like anything, right? If you go back and watch this do what they're the best at, it's always interesting. That's like Lance Armstrong, even though he's on steroids and everyone else was, like, winning the Tour de France. I think I could go back and watch that. Watching Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal playing tennis after the fact and watching only their best matches, I think I could do that. Because you're watching the best of the best against the best of the best, and, you know, either a favorite or somebody else winning. Like, I think that's easy. But it's watching amateurs or watching a Dana White's contender series and stuff like that when you know you're really interested in something. Like, people watching Tiger Woods when he defeated everybody and scored the lowest by far in a tournament or something like that. Like,
with one leg?
Yeah. Or, even the gymnastic, the American gymnast who had an injured leg and had to do, like, some weird flip and land one-legged as well.
The flu game and then in the...
The flu game with Michael Jordan. The hangover game. Like, those performances, people who aren't, like, diehard fans can go back and watch and truly enjoy. But I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, but just watching Mayweather beat some random, or like Pacquiao 2 weekends ago lose to some random, I'm not going to watch that. I don't care. But if someone were to say, you just missed the best fight that ever was, I'm going to go back and watch it. And if I can get investment in that, then maybe I can watch that person again until I watch them lose and get investment in that person. And then, but it's going to take years.
And that's the thing with boxing, is I feel like they have to win too much to become relevant.
Well, and then they pad their records. So MMA,
well, that's why.
And then, like, MMA fans are like, who cares about someone with a padded record? We talk all the time, until you get your first loss, it really doesn't matter.
And that's why when Mayweather was talking about, like, you tap. Well, not one time, not two times, not three times, you tap. And it's like,
that was actually pretty good.
It was.
Actually, like,
it got old.
You give up. Yeah. Well, because the first time he said, you've been beat. And he said, I tapped. I've never been knocked out. And so he had to adjust his entire game.
Mayweather's never given up or anything. Like, he's seen adversity before, and yeah. he's too good at his craft. But, like, he may not actually give up. I would love to see him in an arm bar. Would love
Mayweather?
Yeah. You gonna tap, or are you gonna lose your arm?
I'm gonna tap in a second.
Mayweather, though. That's why, I mean, it'd be interesting. I
think it depends. Mayweather now, I think, taps. Mayweather 10 years ago, maybe not.
People like that, they might not. It's like Jordan or Kobe. A lot of the times, those kinds of people, they are just Suarez. They're like, he won't let his 4-year-old daughter win when they play games. Like, they're just too competitive.
John Jones against Vitor Belfort, where Belfort looked like he was going to get his arm.
I think he knew he didn't have it.
Dan Hardy against GSP. I think he knew he didn't have it. Taking it back to MMA a little bit.
Yeah, and on this, I don't know where we were going with even that. We're just off the rails.
Mayweather giving up or but, not?
No, going back to Conor losing, MMA is different. If you can get an undefeated record, amazing, kudos. But you need to lose almost.
You know who won the
last? And I think it's beautiful about the sport.
I agree. You know who one of the last big names, undefeated names was? Chris Weidman. Where is he at now? I think he's dropped 3 in a row.
One really, yeah. When he's fighting this weekend. One last quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have any more belief in Conor? Just seeing how brazen and upfront he was, saying he's going to knock him out in 4 rounds. Do you believe that he's going to do anything at all?
So I think this is actually a great conversation and a great two sides of the coin. Right? Do I have more faith in Conor? Yes. Do I have accurate faith in Conor? No. It's like a preacher, right? Of any faith going up in front of people and not convincing them, but converting them to a way of thought that might not actually be true. But because of the way they talk and the way that they move and the way that they present themselves, and because you've already bet on that horse, it's easier to grasp onto that and be like, yeah, I want to believe this. And yeah, I believe what you're saying. And yeah, we as MMA fans can do this. But does my logical brain, not my emotional side of things, tell me that he's still going to lose? Absolutely. Does my emotional side want him to win? Yes. Did I put $10 on him to win $50? Yes. Am I going to bet any more than that? Absolutely not. But, so to answer your question, do I have more faith in Connor? No. Do I have more emotional involvement to see him win? Yes. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And yours went the other way. You were like, meh. I'm done with him.
No, I'm not done with him. I actually like that he came out and they are pushing the Nurmagomedov fight.
He's not going to fight before the end of the year. He might be on like a December 31st card.
He said he was a man of his word. Because did you hear what his explanation as to why he wanted to fight before the end of the year? It would have put him in like number one in richest athletes that year or something like that. And so, but they don't go calendar year. They do a plan year. Or not plan year, that's insurance. They do rolling year. So it's like
until February next year.
It's like July to June is what it does.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what, how EA's earning quarters are too.
Is that how, and that's what he was saying. He's like, but I'm a man of my word. And so I'm planning on fighting is what he told Ariel when they were backstage after the first press conference.
I put $5 on him as a parlay bet that he would not fight before the end of the year.
I don't even want to say, I don't want to make any predictions because I've just been wrong.
Here's my prediction. He loses, he comes right back to MMA and fights and says, I may not have won in boxing, but I'm going to come back and win in MMA, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to fight him again and beat him in boxing.
What if he...
Go ahead. If he wins...
What if he just loses to Nurmagomedov? What if he gets... What if Khabib just destroys him?
What if he loses to Mayweather and then loses to Nurmagomedov?
Yeah, but I mean, I said that about Nate too, and he came back stronger than ever. Like, I don't, like, you can't keep him down.
I look at Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen lost to Tito Ortiz, and he's still relevant. And I think that's how Conor McGregor is going to be. No matter who he loses to for the next, like, as long as he doesn't drop three fights in a row, he's going to matter.
But it almost seems like a game to Chael. It almost seems like he almost just wants to see how long he can stay relevant. And Conor, it more seems like he just wants to make money and maximize earnings, and then he just wants to cut ties almost, in my opinion. And I don't know him personally. I have no idea, but that's just what it feels like to me. I just don't think it's a direct correlation between him and Chael. I guess it'll always be there if he...
I don't think a direct correlation. I mean the way that they talk and the way that they sell themselves and the way that they can lose and they can still sell and make millions. He lost to Nate Diaz, and then they both made, like, what, $3 million on that fight? On a loss. Chael Sonnen is the same thing. He lost to Tito Ortiz, and then he built up a fight to pay-per-view with Wanderlei Silva. Like, what? And he headlined.
My favorite thing is when he said that, you're going to pay me how much for half a fight? Yeah. I'm going to quadruple my earnings for half a fight?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And so I think, I mean, and it's just like Chael Sonnen, and where else was I going with this? There's one other person. Oh, Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, she comes back. Even if she fights, she can't fight a nobody. She's got to be a Brock Lesnar. Perfect example as well. But he didn't
she's gonna
to
fight
talk.
Brock Lesnar.
Ronda Rousey, when she fights Brock Lesnar, they're gonna make $10 million apiece. No, I mean, Brock Lesnar made $13 million. He didn't have to really say a word at any of the press conferences. He had to come back, do steroids, and beat Mark Hunt. He made $13 million. Ronda Rousey comes back. She's not gonna fight for the belt. They're going to put her up against Holly Holm again, the person that beat her. Can she? She couldn't overcome the best, but can she overcome Holly Holm, who was the first person to beat her and set her on her destructive path or whatever the hell? And if she comes out and she says a few things, she makes another $3 to $10 million, depending. All she has to do is come out and sell it. And Conor McGregor, as long as he doesn't lose to Mayweather, lose to Khabib, and lose to Ferguson, he's going to continue to sell fights. And you bet your ass they're not going to let him lose to Mayweather, Khabib, and then put him against Ferguson.
We didn't talk about this either. Kind of, you let me, are we good to segue from this? And we'll kind of go on the Chris Weidman thing. We didn't really talk about this in the last card. Joanna won me over with that whole, I'll fight
stepping
tonight.
Stepping in and...
Did you know why she couldn't?
Because she couldn't get sanctioned in time.
But do you know why? Like, why? They don't have, women can't have the same turnaround time. And it's just... this just goes to show again, the man trying to keep women down, but because they have to they have to wait 72 hours to make sure they're not pregnant, so they actually have to run the tests and everything, which is weird because you can find out if somebody's pregnant in minutes.
And no, you have to take a blood test.
But even that's not that long. A blood test
should be able to do it pretty quick.
Not 72 hours. Are we kidding me? Yeah,
come on, A-Rup, LabCorp.
Kidding me?
Get your act together.
But no, and so she actually won me over.
Do you think she really would have done it? Or 100%. Do you think?
They fought before. They fought three times.
Her and Valentina? Because Valentina beat her in Muay Thai, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. They're not going to go to the ground.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
And
Joanna, I mean, Valentina's just much bigger than Joanna.
Yeah. And,
but you think about it. That's Connor's, fighter spirit, right? She's beat me before. I'll fight her any place
It's a no lose scenario for her. Yeah. It's an extra payday.
You look good for shipping. She looks
way good. And she actually thought it was pretty close. She's like, we probably had it 90% done. They just wouldn't sanction it because I couldn't get the test done. But why don't they just start? If somebody's going to be in town for that and they know it, why don't they just start having a backup for stuff like that? It's blowing my mind that that's not a thing now.
A lot of people, they've been telling people for the guys fight, I think women pull out a lot less because they can't physically.
Hell.
No, I think a lot of women, there's less women that pull out of fights than there are men. Obviously, it's like a 5-to-1 odds or whatever. And there's 5 times more men in the sport, but nonetheless. But for most men, they do tell them, if so-and-so pulls out of this fight, be ready because you get the call. A lot of...
And why do we lose so many fights?
Because people don't want to fight injured or sick because they don't want to lose the belt and have to fight their way back up when they could just wait a month and fight healthy. I don't like it and I don't believe in it, but that's the mindset. Think about it, right? So say you and I fight at different weight divisions, me being 265 plus because I'm a badass. Just joking, I'd fight at heavyweight. And then you at 135, because that's what you could drop to. Let's say we're in the same division, right? And you pulled out of a fight once, but you still got a title fight when you came back. There's no way I'm going... Now it's my turn to fight for a title fight. There's no way that if I'm injured, I'm not going to believe that I'm going to get that same chance. I'm going to be like, if that guy could do it, and I'm in the same place, more or less... I can most likely pull out of this fight too and still get a title fight. And if you're the champion, you know you're still going to get a title fight. As soon as, like you said, I think last time or 2 weeks ago, you start stripping them of their belts, they're going to stop pulling out of fights real quick.
Chell actually started talking about this too. Because we mentioned everything except for the Joanna part of it. But Chell was talking about there should be a clause if from weigh-ins or whatever you pull out. And it's like, that's not even enough for me. I feel like if fight week is the bare minimum for me, if you pull out in fight week, you lose your belt. If Dana is recording embedded, you lose your belt. That's that's the rule.
If you get a haircut and embedded and you're going to lose your belt, you lose your belt.
You lose it. But no, I don't know, man. And there's something that has to be figured out because many people have said, boxing doesn't have that issue. Other sports don't have that issue, of people pulling out of fights. You don't show up, you don't win.
The thing has to do with sellable fighters.
Give me that.
I don't know, you're going to mess with it.
I always do. I'm just kidding. You can have it.
Do you think it has to do with sellable fighters? Someone that's not sellable would lose their belt faster than somebody like a Conor McGregor who has it. He's fighting in boxing and they haven't stripped him. They haven't stripped Cotter because
I'm talking about pulling out of fights, not fighting.
No. This is just. But then I answered my own question. They're not pulling Connor's belt because they can't say he's the 155. They can't say he's the lightweight champion of the UFC if they take his belt. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But what I'm saying is you think that because there's enough likable fighters like Bisping and those guys that they won't strip them of a belt, or even like Nunes in this time. They won't strip her of her belt because Nunes isn't that likable, but because they won't take likable.
But that's all Brazil has.
But you know what I mean? If they won't take likable fighters' belts, they can't take non-likable fighters' belts. But if they took Bisbing's belt, and if they took Jose Aldo's belt, and if they took DJ's belt for pulling out of fights or whatever it is, then you have to pull everybody's. And as soon
I want them to pull everybody's. And not only that, if you're in fighting for a belt and you don't show up and you're the contender, you don't get a fight like they did with GSP. That was exactly what needed to happen. No, we did the press conference. We announced it. Yep. You told us you were going to go until October. You don't get to fight him anymore. Yeah. We're moving on. You get to go to 170, maybe. Like, I'm over it.
I look at, because DJ would have technically lost his belt when he had to pull out of one of his fights, which means he wouldn't be able to fight for the record any longer.
How far out?
Oh, he's like a month at least. Are we talking only fight week?
Right now, that's my minimum.
Okay, then I don't think there's very few people that have pulled out fight week. Nunes, one of them. Wasn't Jones, Dillashaw going to fight somebody? Henan Barat, John Jones, but he technically was stripped of his belt because he almost went to jail.
But he wasn't because of that.
Yeah.
He was because he was suspended.
Velasquez got injured. Velasquez got pulled for his back injury the week of the fight. Didn't he against Travis Brown? JDS 4. I don't even remember who it was. Anyway,
I don't know.
We're digressing. I agree with you. They should be given an allotment of time. If you pull out after, say, fight week or 4 days before the fight or same day of the fight, you are losing your belt. It has to be enough time that someone can actually get in and fight for the belt as well. So I think a week gives someone else enough time to go in and fight for the belt.
Yep.
You're stripped of the belt. Two people are going to fight. Whoever wins gets the belt.
Or number one contender and then...
Yeah.
That's shitty for the person that doesn't pull out because they're training for somebody else. But that's, I mean, at this point, it has to happen because we're losing way too many cards in the main events.
Speaking of cards, you didn't watch any of the fight night?
I watched Gunnar get knocked out on streamable as it work.
Can we talk about how his eyes rolled back when he caught that straight left?
Yes.
Oh, man. I love Gunnar Nelson. I'm probably one of the biggest Gunnar Nelson fans that there are. And I'm so sad that he lost.
It's a terrible interview. I listened to him in the MMA Hour, and he was awful.
Oh, I don't listen to him talk.
That's good. He's probably way awesome by himself, but like the interview was just like they're asking him about Conor and everything, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know. It's a hard win, but I want him to win." Riveting. Thank you.
He just seems like he's stoned all the time. So let's talk Santiago Ponzinibbio, the guy that knocked out Gunnar Nelson. His last loss was Lorenz Larkin, who just lost in Bellator. I mean, this is 2015, so 2 years ago. He also lost to Ryan LaFleur in 2013. And so he beat Andre Stahl, which doesn't mean anything. Court McGee, he knocked out. He beat Zach Cummings. He beat Nordin Talib, who's the French kickboxer. And he beat Gunnar Nelson, man. He's on his way up. I haven't been that impressed with him, even though he knocked out Gunnar, which is awesome. I'm still not super impressed with his fight style, but
he got it because the eye poke.
Oh yeah, is that what they're saying?
That's what Gunnar said. He thinks that had something to do with it.
Oh goodness, no, you got KTFO, man. Just accept it. Be like Conor McGregor and tell him come back stronger. I mean, he was aiming for a rematch with Maya. I think he was looking past this dude, honestly. That's what I think. Joanna Calderwood, also, same thing, man. She fought Cynthia Calvillo. Anytime I went to the ground, Calvillo had her beat.
I think it almost just seemed like an FU. Like, I'm going to 125. I don't care if I make weight.
Yeah, kind of. And she came out. But, I mean, she also thought she won the fight and she had done enough. But every time she went to the ground, she didn't do anything. And so it could have gone either way. Ray versus Felder. I thought Ray was going to win this. Felder ended up knocking him out. Like, that was a good fight. Roundtree versus Craig as well. I bet on Craig, man. Roundtree knocked him out.
Is Roundtree going to be in the Contender Series this week, too? He's always fighting.
Yeah. Or getting put on a card and then dropping out. Danny Roberts, the guy that I thought last year should have had Fight of the Year with Mike Perry, but it ended up going to Cerrone. He knocked someone out on this card, and it was well worth watching. Like, all in all, there's a lot of several boring fights. Leslie Smith versus Lemos, which is on Fight Pass. That fight, man, if you want to watch two women go to war, that fight was nutty.
I want to see an actual war, though, where they get like pikes and swords and one of them doesn't come out alive.
It doesn't last very long. And then another fight, Bellator, which I'm guessing you didn't watch.
Didn't even know they had a card.
The last one, Campos versus whatever the other guy's name is. I posted it. Dude, that was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. The one dude had a cut straight down his forehead. it looked like Jumpman at the end of it, and people were putting the Jordan sign over it because it looked just like it. Just like it. And that one, if you can find that on the internet, and I'm sure that you can, go watch that one because that one was nutty as well. So all in all, man, it actually, once again, this could have been, if they would have had one title fight, they probably could have made this a pay-per-view. Marshman and Jonas, I don't even know why that was on there. Anyway, it was a pretty good card. That's all I'm saying. Do I hate the commercials? Do I not like watching FS1 and FS2 cards based on the commercials? Yes. But I do enjoy most of the cards that they put on, and they showcase foreign fighters. And this fight card, Europe got thrashed. The Americans went in and crushed them.
Let's get that back on schedule.
I mean,
Europe's been coming up too much because of Connor and Joanna and Bisbing. We need to take them down a peg.
Roundtree won, Felder won, Cavillo won, and Ponzinibbio. Well, Ponzinibbio's Argentinian.
That one knockout was gnarly too, the ground one. I hated that one.
The Roundtree one or which one?
No, it wasn't Roundtree.
Someone was already on the ground?
No, they tripped him.
Oh, he tossed him on his head.
Yeah, that was. I didn't like that one.
That one, the Bofando, he's from the freaking Congo, man. And he just tossed Charlie Ward straight onto his head. And it was like one of the worst noises I'd ever heard. I forgot about that. I'm glad you said that. They showed the noise on the UFC Twitter. And they were like, listen to this. And all you hear is this like car accident type noise. And it was just this dude getting tossed right onto his head.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. Glory Bofondo, man, is just strong. Just physically, just a physical specimen, man.
I mean, it didn't even seem like he meant to do that almost.
No, he didn't mean to knock him out. He just wanted to toss him.
But he's just so damn strong. He's just like, nah, 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 this is happening.
When you get there's a couple of them, and people were talking about other people that had been tossed, that had tossed other people onto their heads and knocked them out. I can't remember any of the top of my head, but there was one main fighter. Tim Bosch apparently tossed someone right on their head and knocked them out cold. So let's talk. Dude, Dennis Bermudez is fighting again already. Long Island, New York.
Is he doing his own like embedded thing? That's what he did on the retreat.
Is he going to cut his hair?
Dennis Bermudez?
Yeah, no, he does like cooking with Dennis.
Yeah, he's
doing his own YouTube. He's doing his YouTube vlog,
which I appreciate.
He's a smart guy.
I appreciate that. Like he seems like a very likable, fun guy. Like
you look at Conor McGregor as well. He's doing his Mac Life stuff. Like those dudes are smart, man. If you can afford an editor or a photo crew, you need to start documenting every day of your life. Because people will watch that shit, and you'll make money off of it. So let's talk about this.
Say the F word, and then demonetize.
That's exactly it. But that's where you have to get sponsorships that are okay with that. Chris Wade's on this card. Gofredo Pepe, man, I like that dude. There's a lot, dude. They've got 5 fights on the early prelims. That's kind of crazy to me. They've got 5 fights on the early prelims.
Wait a minute. I wasn't at work on that card. It was on Sunday. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was cleaning the house. That's what was happening.
Did you take some more Adderall?
I was Vyvanse, and no.
Are you an addict?
I think once a year, obviously, yes, I am.
Did you take it again? Oliveira? Dude, this card's actually... If Weidman had a belt, this would most likely be on pay-per-view. Oh, it's on Fox. That's why. So Perez versus Chris Weiz, Burgos versus Gofredo Pepe, who I really like. Johnson, who's the heavyweight with the funny mustache, looks like a police officer versus some random dude.
He's a criminal, I hope.
Chito Vera, yeah, I hope. I hope he takes him to jail. Brian Keller is the dude that came in short notice and won against, let me click on this real quick. Brian Keller came in and beat Yuri Alcantara. And he wasn't supposed to win, and he ended up submitting him, which is crazy. And he's fighting Chito Vera, which is the Ecuadorian fighter from Tough 2, I think, like South America.
Tough. Latino? Like the
Latin America, yeah.
Okay. I was like, geez, he went all the way back to Tough 2. I was like, I don't remember him.
Chase Sherman, the guy that fought here and lost. Vanilla Gorilla, the dude that keeps saying he's going to show up to Ariel Helwani's show and get an interview to get enough retweets. All right, LaFleur, last guy to beat, well, one of the last people to beat Ponzinibbio in 2013 fights Cowboy Oliveira. Oliveira's done for. LeFlair's like a top-notch wrestler. Rafael Natal's on here. Lyman Good, who used to fight in Bellator, versus some dude with a really long name, and his nickname is Capoeira, so he's going down.
Can't hit him.
Jimmy Rivera versus Thomas Almeida, man. Opening the card. Talk about just two people standing in front of each other and just punching each other in the face.
Rock 'em, sock 'em. Just like that Bellator fight. She's going to be just throwing the 1-2s all day. Like, no, yeah. No angling or anything. Just
1-2, yep.
Come at me, bro.
Yep. Left jab, right overhook.
Lefty hook.
Dude, so yeah, I mean, Jimmy Rivera, Thomas Almeida, that right there makes this fight worth it. Patrick Cummins versus Gian Vellante. Gian is the guy that just lost to Shogun Hua. Mm-hmm. Patrick Cummins.
I didn't really believe in him anyways. Like, I was kind of...
He could have won that fight.
Yeah, but that's kind of what surprised me. Like, I didn't expect him to do anything. It was kind of weird. But he seemed like a nice enough dude. I'll watch that fight. That's...
I wondered why there's so many fights on the prelims. It's because it's on Fox, so they only put 4 in the main card. But the thing that I don't understand about this, Rivera versus Almeida is not going to a decision. Cummins versus Vellante probably will, because Cummins is a wrestler. So
they don't want decisions.
Yeah, but...
They want knockouts, yeah, they no, want that's highlights, exactly, and they want commercials.
But Patrick Cummins is not... He's a wrestler. That one's going to decision. And then Bermudez versus Elkins, that one is not. That's the dude with the big old tattoo across his chest that says The Damage.
I don't remember.
You know, look up Darren Elkins.
No. Oh, no, I know. Darren Elkins. I'm sorry.
It says The Damage?
I don't remember The Damage. I know Darren Elkins.
Yeah.
I've never paid attention to his tattoos.
He's one of those dudes that no matter how out of a fight he looks, he will come out of nowhere and knock your ass out.
Not me.
Your ass. One speed would.
Not me.
He will do it.
I'm a very technical fighter. He's only got one speed.
He's the dude that was going to lose to Mirsad Bektik, blue-haired dude that was beating him. And then third round, man, he came like Hulk Hogan style, raising his fist up into the air and knocked him out cold. And he does not give up. And then Weidman versus Gaslam. So let's talk that, man. Weidman, three losses. And I think
it's going to be 4.
You think he loses to Gaslam?
Did Gaslam switch his nationality to Brazilian?
No, he did not.
No, yeah, I think Gaslam's going to win.
Lost to Rockhold, lost to Romero, lost to Musasi-ish. I think he would have lost to Musasi. Musasi was winning that fight. Now he's fighting Kelvin Gaslam, the kind of guy that looks like he moves in slow motion, but is one of the top fighters in the UFC.
What are the odds if Kelvin makes weight or not? I know he's a.
I wonder if that's a prop bet. Did he come up in weight for this one?
Yeah, he's usually 170. Well, he's not usually a 170. He tells everybody he signs the contract at 170, then comes in whatever the hell he wants.
Let's hope he makes weight and doesn't smoke weed before this one, so it doesn't get overturned like his one against.
Care if he smokes weed?
Vitor. Well, his fight got turned over against Vitor Belfort.
That's fine. I don't care. He can smoke weed. Just
he. How did he lose to Neil Magny, man? I don't get it. He lost to Woodley too. Really, he hasn't beat anyone of value other than Vitor Belfort. He beat Johnny Hendricks, and that doesn't matter anymore. He beat Nate Marquardt, and that doesn't matter anymore. He lost to Neil Magny, who has lost like 2 in a row.
Yeah, but he's sorry.
He beat Tim Kennedy, which doesn't necessarily matter anymore. He beat Vitor Belfort, which doesn't matter anymore. And now he's fighting Chris Weidman.
It's
and
pretty
Chris,
easy to say it doesn't matter. A lot of those guys were at the top. But like
It doesn't matter!
He made them look foolish. The wins that he has are super impressive.
You mean the five-round split, the three-round decision? He did knock out Tim Kennedy, and he did knock out Vitor Belfort.
He dominates all the fights that he wins.
And it was a split decision with Tyron Woodley, and it was a split decision with Neil Magny. And those are his last two. So you... Yes.
We always go over his record, and it's always like, well, he's got this, 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 and this, but actually they're all split decisions. Like, he doesn't really get beat too bad, and usually when he wins amazingly.
Split decision with Rick Story. I don't know, man. I don't like him. I don't.
I'm telling him. can't tell him you said that.
And I like Chris Weidman. The hard part is Long Island, they're in Long Island. And if Chris Weidman loses, he's no longer their son, Long Island's son.
He'll be. He just won't be relevant in the middleweight division
He's
anymore.
Still my son. I was making the reference to him losing his belt and his dad coming out.
Oh.
He's still my son.
he actually signed it. That was for your fathership, and he lost.
Yeah, he lost. Now Luke Rockhold is your son. Sorry, bud.
We're not sorry. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great relationship. He's very despondent. He'll never return your calls.
I mean, Weidman, Silva, Machida, Munoz, Damian Maya, Tom Lawler, which doesn't really matter, Alessio Sicara. I mean, he had a more difficult way to the belt.
Real lost 2-1.
2-1. At least it was that close.
Not like the LA game.
Hey, you want to know the best part? So we're digressing from this card. Chris Weidman, I
don't care about this card. You tried to hype it to me and say if he had a belt.
How are you not excited?
If he had a belt, it would be a good card. It's a mediocre card at best.
Now, if he had a belt, this would be a pay-per-view.
That I wouldn't care about. How about that? How about that? I was trying to say, I want to say that with a lisp like Nate Diaz, but it's just not going to happen.
Well, then you know what the next card after that is, right? John Jones.
Yeah, that card I care about.
Get your shit together.
Let's talk about that.
We're going to talk about that next week. Next week. It looks like you guys have to tune in next week for that one. Anything else you want to say before the end of this? How about Rooney going to Everton? What do you think about that? Doesn't matter, does it?
It does. I mean, because that's his club that he supported since he was a kid. That's where he started.
They paid for somebody else, too, to go over and support him, right? We were talking about it today at work. Everton pulled two other people over with him. Oh, Swansea. They're taking Swansea's best player.
Gylfi Sigurdsson?
I believe so.
I don't know.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in every week, even though we might not be here. We really love you guys. Tell all your friends about us. Don't tell your mothers about us, though. We're not the type you take home to your mother.
I am. I'm a sweetheart.
I am, too, because I'm married, so it happened. Anyway, we love you guys. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.